Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Monday, September 19th, 2022. As we reported last week on Berlin Briefing, Berlin is getting a 29 euro ticket for local public transport. It will only be valid within the city from the beginning of October to the end of December, but it won't be quite as simple as the 9 euro ticket was in the summer. Berliner Morgenpost has compiled some questions and answers as follows. Starting with, is the launch on October 1st certain? No, but Mayor Giffey has held out the prospect that it will work out. She explained that the BVLG and S-Bahn said that if they get the go-ahead from the government on September 15th, it'll get it done. On September 15th, the Supervisory Board of the Berlin-Brandenburg Transport Association, or the VALBB, did approve the project. However, Giffey also acknowledged that the BVLG and S-Bahn still have to organize, quote, a little something, unquote. BVLG has already pointed out on its website, quote, the start month of October is not yet secured. Next, why is the ticket time limited? The nationwide 9 euro ticket, which was available from June until August, was a great success from the point of view of the Berlin Senate, especially in Berlin. The Senate has therefore pushed for a successor ticket. But because it's not expected to be available nationwide until January, the Senate has proposed a regional transitional solution for the period until then. Giffey has argued that the cheaper ticket would relieve the burden on people in Berlin in the face of rising energy costs and inflation. Next, why doesn't the 9 euro ticket just continue? Because there's no budget for it. The costs for a 9 euro ticket would be much higher and would have to be paid for with Berlin state funds. And from the Senate's point of view, it was difficult enough to get the 29 euro ticket through. Is it possible to buy the 29 euro ticket for single months like the 9 euro ticket? That is not possible, and anyone who wants to use it must purchase a subscription. And what do BVLG customers who already have a subscription ticket have to do? Per the BVLG, nothing. For example, anyone who already subscribes to a VALBB Umweltkarte with monthly or annual debit, a corresponding company ticket, or 10 o'clock tickets can continue to use the respective variant. But how does the refund work? Per the BVLG, subscribers with monthly payments will automatically be charged the lower amount, and the company expects to compensate those with annual payments immediately after the campaign period, but the VALBB could not yet provide any information on this. Does the subscription end automatically after 3 months? No, it's not that simple. A cancellation is expected to be necessary. Per the BVLG, there will be a special cancellation rule at the end of December, and if no notice is given, the subscription will be renewed at the usual non-reduced prices. However, it should also be possible to switch to the new nationwide successor ticket, which is expected to start in early 2023. Will there also be a reduced price for those who previously used a social ticket for 27 euros and 50 cents? No, Transport Senator Jarosch stated that this could not be pushed through, and the only thing that was possible is the 29 euro ticket. However, from Die Linke, there is the demand to speak about this issue again. And where can one get the 29 euro ticket? The BVLG recommends to sign up online, and this will be possible on their website. And will the 29 euro ticket also be available from vending machines? No. As is usual in the case of subscriptions, it will not be available from machines. And where is the ticket valid? There's long been discussion about this, and in the end, it came down to the fact that it can only be used in the A-B fare zone. And did Berliners not want a joint ticket with Brandenburg? They did, but Mayor Giffey and Transport Senator Jarosch have emphasized several times that they would have preferred a joint ticket for both states. So why isn't there one? The Brandenburg side was not enthusiastic about it. After all, the public transport system in Berlin is much better than in the neighboring state. Berliners therefore benefit much more from a local transport ticket. And from Brandenburg's point of view, a temporary ticket that has to be paid for from the state budget alone did not seem attractive enough. And lastly, what does the ticket cost the taxpayer? The Budget Committee of the Berlin House of Representatives has approved 105 million euros for it. The sum must be included in the supplementary budget, and the state parliament still has to vote on this. There is no money from the federal government for the 29-euro ticket. 4 years ago, the House of Representatives formulated the task of making Berlin a, quote, zero-waste city. On paper, it sounds simple enough. The Senate is to develop a strategy to introduce modern recycling management, and the big goal is to avoid waste, preferably almost completely. In the meantime, there is a revised waste management concept. On 165 pages, virtually no area is left out. For example, as how to deal with sewer sludge or how to redevelop urban neighborhoods without creating mountains of construction waste. But there are also many small ideas that can help citizens live more sustainably in their everyday lives. One area is the second-hand sector. As one of the first projects, the Environmental Administration listed the cooperation with the then Karstadt department store at Hermannplatz as early as 2020. There, areas were cleared to offer high-quality second-hand goods. There had not been anything comparable in Germany until then. And in addition, for some time now, the BSR City Cleaning Service has been operating a second-hand store under the name Nochmal, or Againmal. The Restlos Glücklich Association is active in a completely different segment of waste avoidance. With a mobile bicycle kitchen, the members drive through the city and show that expired food is not automatically for the garbage can, but is often still edible. Other associations offer comprehensive waste advice, the Education Administration has created teaching models on waste avoidance, and the Bund für Umwelt und Naturschutz, or Bund, runs two repair cafes in the city. And yet, Tobias Quast Mahler of Bund speaks of only, quote, hopeful beacons, and that Berlin is only at the very beginning. Per the Waste and Resource Policy Officer, the garbage in Berlin is increasing. The BSR put the total volume of waste for 2021 at 1.285 million tons. Back in 2019, the figure was 27,000 tons less. One bright spot in the statistics, however, is biogenic waste. This is primarily food and green waste, and here the collected quantities have increased in recent years to almost 178,000 tons at the last count in 2021. This bio-waste can be composted, fermented into biogas, and thus recycled. But even here, more is possible. Expert Quast Mahler pointed out that there is still about 40% organic matter in residual waste, especially in multifamily housing. Disposable packaging and coffee-to-go cups are still among the big problems. Based on studies by the Federal Environmental Agency, the Senate Department for the Environment estimates that 460,000 disposable cups are consumed every day in Berlin. And the corona pandemic caused additional to-go waste, which was registered negatively in the districts. Per the BSR, the trash bins along the streets were also used more. 8,500 tons were retrieved from the waste baskets back in 2021, and the year before, it was 1,000 tons less. For AfD Member of Parliament Frank Christian Hansel, these figures lead to the conclusion that the zero waste target was, quote, unrealistic from the outset, unquote, and that the effect of the measures and projects has only had a minimal impact. In the view of Hansel, quote, milieu-specific reusable initiatives or repair cafes are not needed. In contrast, Danny Freimark, the CDU's environmental spokesman, considers the zero-waste strategy basically good. But the reality in the streets and parks, however, still looks quite different. Littering and neglect annoy many Berliners, and this is shown by the many citizen inquiries in his office and in parliament. The CDU therefore demands that the BSR take over the cleaning of all parks and playgrounds. For Freimark, the key question is how to move forward with the circular economy. Currently, everything ends up unsorted in the orange BSR bins, and he proposed that at least glass and paper must be collected separately. The Bund, on the other hand, is convinced that a trend reversal in to-go waste can only be achieved by changing the system. Quast-Mahler still thinks that a tax on plastic dishes and disposable cups makes sense, even if the city of Tübingen failed in its first attempt in court. In his view, however, the most sustainable solution would be a switch to reusable packaging in the to-go sector. Pioneers like Recup, with its deposit cups, have been active in Berlin for several years, and many cafes, spätis, and restaurants have found individual solutions. But 2 years ago, a pilot project of the Environmental Administration had already shown that the pitfalls are hidden in the details. At that time, around 50 outlets along U-Bahn Line 2 and S-Bahn Line 7 participated in a returnable cup deposit system. Logistics proved to be the sticking point. Used reusable cups had to be rinsed and redistributed among the participating stores. And according to the Environmental Administration's assessment of the trial, the pilot test showed that the costs for restaurants were, quote, not calculable. Bund Speaker Quast-Mahler now hopes that something will change at the turn of the year. On January 1st, 2023, the reusable supply obligation for the catering industry will come into force nationwide, and cafes and restaurants with an area of more than 80 square meters or more than 5 employees will have to offer reusable containers for rent. In his opinion, this could give a boost to new technical solutions for return and rinsing systems, and he believes that the amount of residual waste could be reduced to 50 kilograms per person a year. However, everyone in Berlin still produces more than 4 times as much per year. The city's waste management department assumes that even with exemplary separation behavior and optimized recycling, significant amounts of waste will remain. For the BSR, a metropolis with millions of inhabitants in which no more waste is produced is not realistic for the time being. The German-English daycare Nanny's Place in the Hauptstadt presents itself opulently and colorfully on its website, but internally, it's currently facing massive accusations. According to the Senate administration, it is said to have demanded additional payments of up to 700 euros per month from parents. Such high additional contributions are not permitted in Berlin, as all publicly financed Kitas have an upper limit of 90 euros for additional offers. And if the parents did not pay, the daycare center allegedly looked after individual children separately from the others and under worse conditions. Both Bild and the Berliner Zeitung reported that children of non-payers were cared for in the newly established Mole Group in a separate room, had to bring their own food, and had no age-appropriate toys. Additionally, a child with disabilities is said to have been unable to attend the daycare center due to the actions of the provider. State Secretary Aziz Bozkurt stated, quote, "We disapprove of the provider's actions," unquote, and added that parents must not be obliged to pay additional contributions of more than 90 euros, nor can the separation of children be tolerated. In a notice of conditions issued to the provider, it was again made clear that all children must be treated equally, and that the separation of children is expressly disapproved of. The Kita has not yet responded to a short-term inquiry by Der Spiegel about the allegations. Bozkurt added, quote, "We will monitor that the provider behaves in accordance with the law. Otherwise, the process can lead to the withdrawal of their operating license, which is the path we will take if necessary. The Kita should be aware of that." If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.